Thanks, Sam, for the introduction. Good afternoon, everyone. Today, I'm going to present our work, Clarinet, which is a VannAware optimizer for analytics queries. This is joint work with Ganesh from Microsoft Research and my advisor, Aditya Kela. Most popular web applications are typically hosted on multiple data centers to provide low latency access to end users. These applications generate large volumes of data which need to be analyzed for day-to-day operations. For example, a website administrator might be interested in obtaining user engagement statistics, or a streaming application would be interested in finding the trending songs globally. For these reasons, it is important to have efficient methods to analyze data that is spread across multiple data centers. One option is to centrally aggregate all the data into one data center and use existing analytic tools to answer user queries. However, because the bandwidth available in the WAN connecting the different data centers is limited. For example, when we measured the bandwidth between all 10 EC2 regions, we found that the maximum bandwidth was only 4 or 50 Mbps, and the minimal bandwidth could be as low as 20 Mbps. Moving large amounts of data into one data center thus incurs a high latency overhead. Further, these WAN links also tend to be expensive, thus incurring a high data transfer cost. A second option is to leave the data in place and expand the analytics framework by treating servers in multiple data centers as belonging to one big logical data center. Here, you would expand the distributed storage layer to provide access to all of the underlying data and also distribute an execution layer that can run parallelizable jobs compiled by a query optimizer. Such a setting is called as a geo-distributed analytics framework. It differs from traditional intra-DC analytics framework in that we have to optimize for the scarcity and the heterogeneity of the WAN. Prior works like Iridium and Geode have considered geodistributed analytics and have focused WAN-aware optimization in the bottom two layers. Today, we make a case to extend WAN optimization up to the query optimizer and also advocate for cross-layer optimization. Our experimental results show that by doing so, we could get up to a 2.7x reduction in query runtime. Let us start by looking at a simple example to highlight the importance of WAN-aware query optimization. Here, T1, T2, and T3 are tables storing click logs and are hosted on data centers DC1, DC2, and DC3. Let the bandwidth available between the different data centers be as shown. A query where you want to compare the per-user latency to different data centers can be executed as follows. First, you take the logs in T1 and T2 and filter the users that you're interested in. In this case, these are mobile users. And then join the two resulting filtered sets on the user ID. The resulting data is then joined with similarly filtered rows from table T1. If we know the intermediate data that is generated after each stage of operation, we can compute the planned running time. In this case, the planned running time is computed as the time taken to execute two joins consecutively. This requires moving a subset of T3 to data center DC2, which takes 40 seconds, and moving a subset and moving the resulting intermediate data to DC1, which just takes 1 second. Note here that we have only considered the time taken to do the network transfers. This is a reasonable assumption since data centers typically have sufficient compute, and it tends to be much lower than the WAN transfer times. The same query can also be executed by plans that join the data sets in a different order, and their running times can be computed in a similar fashion. A network agnostic query optimizer will pick plan A as the choice to execute for the query since it has the least amount of intermediate data. But by modeling the heterogeneous nature of the WAN, we see that plan C is a better option. Thus, for GDA analytics, it is important to have a WAN-aware query optimizer that uses the network durations to choose the query plans. In the rest of the talk, I'll briefly describe the challenges involved in pushing WAN awareness into the query optimizer, and then I discuss my solution, our solution, in the context of single queries and extended for multiple queries. Finally, I'll conclude with evaluation results. We start by noting that other than the choice of the join order, a couple of other factors also affect the query runtime. Let us look at it in the context of a simple two-way join. In a distributed framework, a two-way join will be executed by a MapReduce job, where the map represents the select operation and the reduce represents the join operation. The way in which the reduce tasks are placed determines the total running time of the job. For example, if all the reduce tasks are placed in a single data center, then you have to move 200 GB of data, resulting in the join taking 20 seconds. However, if the tasks are placed uniformly across two different data centers, then only 100 GB of data needs to be moved in either direction, thereby reducing the join time by half. Thus, while evaluating different query plans to execute for a given query, we should take into account the running times obtained by the best task placement. However, in some settings, because of the state of the execution framework, if the link from T1 to T3 is used by a higher priority application, placing the joins across two different data centers for joining T1 and T3 is not possible. In this case, thus, plan B becomes the best option to execute the query. In general, we would like to choose the query plan based on the best available task placement. For more complex queries that have multiple stages of operation, it is also important to consider the schedule of the network transfers. Clarinet does this joint plan selection and scheduling by adopting the following approach. For every query, we generate multiple query plans. These query plans could represent different join orders. These logical plans are then converted into physical plans by assigning the parallelism for each stage. All these plans are then fed into Clarinet, which does task placement and scheduling in a network-aware fashion, and then the plan with the smallest runtime is chosen for execution. Thus, Clarinet is able to ensure joint query optimization and scheduling by binding a query plan to a query lower down the stack. The network-aware placement and task scheduling in Clarinet is implemented as follows. The task placement for each stage is decided in an iterative fashion, where the goal is to minimize the runtime of each stage. The schedule, which represents this, which determines the start time of the network transfers, is solved by formulating a simple binary linear integer program, which factors the dependencies between the various transfers as dictated by the structure of the job. Now, once we have the network-aware task placement and scheduling for each job, we know how to pick a query plan for a single query. How do we extend it to the case of multiple queries? Let's look at a simple example in the multi-query setting. Here, there are two queries which wants to compare the latencies by joining the three data sets. However, you are interested in two different kinds of users. A network-aware query plan, which chooses the query plan for each query independently, will pick the same plan that joins two data sets which has the highest bandwidth between them. However, note that while executing these two plans, they contend for the network resource. In such cases, changing the query plan for one of the queries would result in the two joins using two different network links, thus avoiding contention and improving the runtime. Clarinet optimizes for multiple queries as follows. First, we generate query plans for all the different queries. The goal is to choose the best combination of query plans for multiple queries, such that the overall averaging time is minimized. However, considering all query plans is computationally intractable, we adopt the popular shortest job first scheduling approach for minimizing average completion time. At each iteration, we consider all the queries and its query plans and determine its running time by placing the tasks and the schedule in a network-aware fashion. Then we pick the query plan with the least running time and then reserve resources for its execution. Note that we reserve resources here because we want to ensure that the time based on which a query plan was chosen should be satisfied by the execution framework. In the next iteration, we do not consider queries that for which plans have already been generated, and then repeat the procedure of finding the running time and choosing the one with the least running time. However, choosing jobs in the shortest job first order and reserving resources leads to bandwidth fragmentation. Let's take a look at a simple example. Here, jobs, there are two jobs, job B, which just consists one stage, and job A, which has two stages, A1 and A2. Note here that the dominant transfers in these two jobs are B1 and A2. However, because of the dependency between A2 and A1, these two transfers execute in a sequential manner. This leads to an extended link to being idle for an extended period of time. By considering an alternate schedule where we allow A1 to run before B1, we are able to ensure that the two dominant transfers can run in parallel. Thus, by rearranging transfers computed in the SJF fashion can help in minimizing the average completion time. In a general setting, we introduce a novel heuristic to allow us to deviate from the SJF schedule in a controlled fashion. We start off by computing the offline schedule, and then at any given point of time, we identify transfers of jobs, of the k-shortest jobs that are yet to be completed. For these jobs, we relax the schedule from the strict offline computed schedule and allow them to run as soon as they are available and bandwidth is free. Note that the best value of k is dependent on the different workloads and can be estimated based on prior observations or through offline simulations. To putting it all together, the network awareness in Clarinet is realized as follows. You take a query and then use an existing query optimizer to generate multiple query plans. In our implementation, we modified Hive, in particular Calcite query optimizer, to generate these multiple query plans. Note that these query optimizers still do their regular query optimization techniques like pushing down select operators or doing partition pruning. The query optimizers can also control what plans it wants to expose to the underlying Clarinet layer. Then all the plans are taken by Clarinet, and then we compute the task placement and scheduling for along with the query plan for each of these query, and this is forwarded to the execution framework. We modified TES to use the schedule that have been computed in an offline fashion. The paper also includes details about how we handle online query arrivals and how we ensure fairness for queries to ensure that long-running jobs are not starved of resources. Moving to evaluation, we compare Clarinet with three different approaches. Note that all three of these approaches use a network-agnostic query optimizer, but Hive also does network-agnostic task placement and scheduling. Hive plus Iridium uses a network-agnostic query plan, but does task placement and scheduling in a vanaware fashion. Hive plus reduces in a single DC represents a case is similar to central aggregation, but we don't move the raw data, but rather do some pre-processing and move only the required amount of data to a single data center. We implemented Clarinet by deploying a geo-distributed analytics stacks across all 10 Amazon EC2 regions. Our workload consists of batches of TPCDS queries. The table here shows the average gains that Clarinet gets in comparison to Hive. We see that Hive Iridium, which just does network-aware task placement, is able to do 1.5 times better than vanilla Hive. However, Clarinet, by considering alternate query plans, is able to further reduce the run times by one factor. the results that we show are not just for one query or a few queries. We observed that for nearly 75% of the TP-CDS queries that we considered, Clarinet ends up choosing a different plan than the one chosen by default Hive. The figure here will help you visualize how the gains from Clarinet come. What we have plotted here is the bandwidth distribution in comparison to how the different approaches distribute the intermediate data. So notice that for the first 20 links have 10% of the bandwidth. However, Hive puts 40% of its load on those 10 links. Clarinet is able to do better matching between the load and the bandwidth and only puts a limited amount of data on links with low bandwidth. For completion, we also, for sake of completion, we also compared with Hive with a single DC. Even though we do some amount of minimal processing at the host data centers, centralized aggregation is still bad because it makes the WAN for a single data center as the bottleneck. We also evaluate the overhead incurred by Clarinet in order to do multi-query optimization and for generating multiple query plans for each query. We see that in our case, we're able to generate up to 64 query plans within 5 seconds. Further, the iterative way in which we pick query plans can be completed within 15 seconds for batch sizes of up to 12 queries. These overhead is very significant in comparison to the actual running time of GDA queries, which can extend up to the order of minutes. In summary, today we presented Clarinet, which makes a case for extending WAN awareness into the query optimizer and advocates cross layer optimization. We presented a scalable way to implement multi-query optimization with minimal overhead. Our experiment results show that we can get up to a 2.7 factor improvement in query runtime. With that, I conclude my talk, and I'm ready to take questions.
Okay, so we have time for questions. Yes.
Hi, I'm Ninja from the University of Chicago. So how does Clarinet deal with concurrent core rate that shares their input where there could be duplicate tasks?
Yeah, so right now we are assuming that the queries do not share the input. So when you're executing, you actually have to transfer the data for the intermediate data for each of the two queries separately. In the geo-distributed setting, one way to take advantage of repeated queries over the same data is to cache intermediate results. Prior works have dealt with it. We believe that Clarinet is agnostic, is complementary to these approaches. Given knowledge of prior caches available, Clarinet can use that to optimally decide the query plan at runtime.
All right, thank you.